Utah trauma surgeons are wanting parents to be vigilant about the dangers toys with magnets or button batteries can pose after they've seen several cases of children ingesting them. Meanwhile, the National Retail Federation expects people will spend nearly $989 billion by the end of the year on holiday shopping. But product liability attorney Don Fountain says those costs can compare to a lasting injury or even death due to unknowingly buying a faulty product. He says many children's toys are manufactured in countries such as China and India. In their haste to avoid possible Trump administration tariffs, he says a few safety steps may have been skipped before sending them to the States. Fountain believes consumers' assumptions about toy reliability aren't always accurate.
The general public has this notion that, you know, the government checks and tests all the products that we buy. Surely somebody has tested all these things and they're safe for my children or my family. But in reality, that's not how it works. The government doesn't have the resources or the ability, or I don't think even the interest in doing that.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission website lists thousands of unsafe or problematic items. Fountain notes that complaints listed on the site are due to public grievances, not government detection. Fountain recommends the commission's website, saferproducts.gov, to report or search for information about unsafe products. Utah surgeons say in some cases they have to perform emergency surgery on children who have ingested parts of toys and add that it's only the beginning of their health issues. A report released by the commission in November says last year, hospital emergency rooms treated children ages 7 months to 14 years for nearly 232,000 toy-related incidents linked to choking, chemical burns, or poisoning. Fountain also identifies sharp or pointed objects, small pieces and moving parts on toys as hazards that could be fatal.
Pinch points are a real problem. Things where two pieces come together that can cut or pinch or trap somebody or choke somebody. Anything that gets hot, anything that involves fire or spark or fireworks, those types of things.
Taking photographs and keeping the defective product in its packaging and a purchase receipt is helpful to support your case should legal action occur. Without this evidence, Fountain says proving your complaint and the damage it caused could be difficult. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.